Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the charts for the week of September 26th through the 30th, the end of the month, the end of the third quarter, all kinds of things that are of interest and importance, and maybe being the end of the third quarter isn't that important. When we look at the overall stories, the people, looking back at this quarter, Michael, the top four or five pretty much seem to stay there in variations, but it's the presidential race, it's the economy, it's jobs, there's not much to change. And then you get to the ancillary things that do change from week to week. So that's why we have this update every week. And some of the things that are on here this week are pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Everything turns into money. But then again, we heard that saying, it's the economy, stupid. And money, of course, fuels politics. And then the other aspect that fuels politics is war and foreign relations, which also ties into money. And then there's scandal, and scandal can tie into politics or just celebrity gossip, both of which are very big. And then you've got sports, which is the civilized way of venting violence.
That's the first time I've ever heard that described that way. The civilized way. I have to write that down. That's perfect.
I made that up right there.
Civilized way. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The civilized way
of venting violence.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we Homo sapiens have to blow off violence. I mean, it's part of our system. It's how you do it. You know, if you walk around being a goody two-shoes all the time, you wind up with an ulcer. So some people have acerbic humor. Some people are just nasty, but when push comes to shove, they're nice. Yeah. Some people are nice, but when push comes to shove, they stab you in the back.
Right.
And then there are those that actually believe that somehow their ego is tied in with the team they root for, and they live this vicarious life that has absolutely nothing to do with reality, and it helps them mentally. And number 10, we have National Football League action. And I have to say, to a certain degree, I fall into that crowd when it comes to the New England Patriots, who I happen to be a fan of. At number 9, we have that wild Major League Baseball regular season finale. I don't know how many folks saw that. I watched both games, the Yankees and the Red Sox game, or the Baltimore and the Rays game, depending on your affiliations. And what was so amazing was how they were synchronized, the symmetry between them, and how they ended within a couple of minutes of each other in the middle of the night on a rainy night, in front of empty stands. There was nobody in the – this was the most important moment in baseball of the entire year, and the stands were empty.
Everybody went home.
It was freaky. It was just very, very freaky watching empty stands and such a major moment in baseball. Moving on the chart. Number 8, we have the Purdue election cancellation flap. We have at number 7, the Solyndra scandal. At number 6, the Iran military ambitions. Number 5, financial markets activity. And tying into that, and it's a very important part of that story, is the occupation of Wall Street. This is a story that the mainstream press seems to be suppressing, and talk radio is just starting to really look into it. That's a big story. Number 4, European economic jitters. Number 3, Chris Christie's Reagan Library speech, which ties into the 2012 presidential race of 2, and Obama's economic policies sparking lots of conversation at number 1. At number 10 on the people list, we have Bev Perdue, Nancy Pelosi's 9, Stephen Chu at 8, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at 7, Angela Merkel at 6, Herman Cain, number 5, Rick Perry at 4, Mitt Romney at 3, Chris Christie at 2, and Barack Obama at 1. And there you go.
All right. So looking at this list and understanding the nature of the business that we're in, and how we have niched things, do you find the discussion of what's going on in the financial markets more aimed at the business talk radio? And I hate to use that term, business. It's the it isn't business. It's money. But we have money stations, and some people call them business stations. But they're I wonder how much of that are we getting in terms of the regular talk radio show hosts. That's right. I listen to a lot of this stuff. I said something earlier, as a matter of fact, on this program about how wrong people are getting the story. You know, one of the things in here is this the problem of the guy from Framingham, Mass, who was arrested because he has threatened to blow up buildings. And, you know, I listen to these guys from New York talking about it in various parts of the country. They haven't got a clue what the story is really all about. Not a clue. They just take the same old stuff and hash up the fear and foolishness that goes on with the reporting of anything that has to do with terrorism. And it's the same. I listened to an interview that John Gambling did with Peter King, the congressman. It was it's embarrassing sometimes to listen to this stuff because it was so foolish.
Well, you covered a broad swath of information there, so I'll generally
take your time and refer.
Well,
refer back.
My reaction to it is: I wish that journalism was better in the United States. I wish education was better in the United States, and I wish that the media was more responsible to illuminating issues and seeking truth and in-depth conversation than it does. And I wish that attention deficit disorder wasn't an epidemic. If all of those things were in place, there'd be fewer embarrassing conversations. Unfortunately, very complex issues are given very shallow treatment, and it's a problem because we have to deal with these issues. But we live in a world where we don't know the difference between a reality show and reality, and that's the problem.
All right. So in terms of specific things that are going on with specific hosts, because a lot of people like to hear us talk sometimes about specific programs. It's a very popular show in Southern California that I want to talk about in a moment, the John and Ken Show, which is the target of an organization that is interested in the politically correct treatment of Hispanics. There's nothing in the talk radio Bible that says you must be on the politically correct course, you must be right all the time, yada, yada, yada. So we'll talk about that particular incident and others like it as the talk radio countdown continues. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. Daily, you can check out what's going on at Talkers Magazine by going to Talkers.com. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Story being carried this week about John and Ken, who are targets of this group, the immigrant rights activist Jorge Mario Cabrera, who's been after these guys for years. They gave out his telephone number on the air. I mean, this is theater, and it's actually kind of amusing, but these guys, they want to get around. By the way, this group is, in essence, a group that wants to give illegals more benefits, more rights.
Unfortunately, the illegal immigration issue has really fallen right on top of the whole political correctness issue, and it muddies up the waters in terms of discussing it. I mean, legitimate organizations that are concerned about illegal immigration being a problem in this country are called hate groups.
Yeah.
The fact is there is bigotry and there are haters, but you have to be able to talk about illegal immigration openly, honestly, and without fear of being called a hater, because it is such a serious discussion. And it strikes right at the heart of nationhood. I mean, if a nation doesn't have boundaries and doesn't have benefits for citizenry versus non-citizens, then it's not a nation. And that very process can be described as discriminatory. Yes, a nation should discriminate in favor of its citizens. That's what makes it a nation. So it gets to the very heart of hypocrisy and definitions of what is correct and incorrect, what is hateful and what is legitimate. And that's what's going on right now out in California with John and Ken. And that's just a flashpoint, a microcosm of the bigger issue of trying to discuss some of these issues without people shutting you down for being offensive.
Yep. All right, another item of interest. Michael Smirkonish is going to interview the president again. Is it a big deal these days for a radio host to get an interview with the president?
Especially if you're a conservative host, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Michael Smirkonish is conservative, and he's a new kind of conservative, at least relative to recent history in talk radio. He's one that has the respect and confidence of the president of the United States, who's not a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in the case of Smirkonish, it's a big deal.
Because
he's got an interview with the president of the United States, which is something most talk show hosts
cannot
get.
Right. Yeah. I remember the days when Bush was in, he'd have his favorites, and old man Bush would go on with Limbaugh once in a while. Dick Cheney would go on with Limbaugh,
right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, Dick Cheney would go on when he's, you know, when they're promoting a book.
Right.
Go on with anybody.
Yeah.
But to get a sitting president of the United States to go on an individual host's show is a big deal in this business.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of books, both Dave Ramsey and Clark Howard, cut from moderately the same stripes, have books out that they both claim are number one.
They're number one in different categories.
Ah.
The New York Times bestseller list has many, many categories.
Apparently.
There are many number ones on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a good way for hosts to get their message out? Why do these hosts, all of them, write these books?
Oh, hell yes. Writing a book is a great way to get your message out. And if you have a big audience, you can sell the book.
Yeah.
So, books go hand in hand with being a talk show host. As a matter of fact, quite often we write stories about that in Talkers. It seems that half the population of talk radio hosts in this country
right.
have written a book.
Yep. And the other half want to.
Yeah. Right.
All right. There's Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Again, check out Talkers online at talkers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Some of your calls coming up here, the status of politicians and the control that the news media has over the spigot of information, all of those things are changing. And so we can be thankful for the new technology, perhaps the new media, if that's the way you look at things. Here's host Bill Manders talking with one of his callers about why Herman Cain did so well in the Florida straw poll.
Herm Cain beat Rick Perry and Mitt Romney combined. That speaks volumes, folks. And some are saying, well, it's a protest, you know, vote. That people were letting Mitt Romney and Rick Perry know that they can't just, you know, do a cakewalk and all that kind of stuff. Now, first of all, I told you that Rick Perry had some baggage. Mitt Romney, I don't think there's anything that's going to surprise you. You've heard it before because he's run it before. Rick Perry is not the godsend that many of you think he is. And I've been telling you that since day one. But the interesting thing about Herm Cain is he comes from a background of talk show host slash businessman. He has quite a bit of following in the South. And you know what? He's saying some things that are resonating with people. And that's why he's winning. That's why he won that straw poll. Now, whether he can take that to the end or not, I don't know. I really don't. Chuck, thanks for calling. Welcome to the program.
Well, a long time ago when Herb came on the TV, I said, man, I like this guy. I like what he's doing, man. I just feel that the government is a business. It's a business. And if you're not in business, you don't know how to run business.
There's only two guys that you could even say had anything to do with business that are in this race. Herm Cain is one of them, and Mitt Romney's the other, of course. Yeah. And Herm Cain did a great job as the CEO of Godfather Pizza.
Positively.
And he talks as a businessman. He resonates in the businessman's ear.
He does. And, you know, I did not vote for Barack Obama, and that's okay, whoever did. But it's funny because, well, it's not what I do for my living, but I'm a musician, so I have a lot of liberal friends. And my friends were, like, looking at me like I was some kind of bigot or racist. And, of course, I don't feel I am. But I would vote for him in a heartbeat.
Yep, the old business about being black surfaces again. That's part of this. It's very subtle, but it's there. Bill O'Reilly was on The View talking about what he thinks whoever wins the next presidential election needs to be like.
When you watch the Republican debates and you hear the people, whoever they are, yelling, booing the gay soldier or cheering on the fact that you put somebody to death who's on a gurney because he doesn't have insurance, is that the party of Lincoln?
I'm not going to get into the party politics because I don't care about that. It's not what I do. I watch them all, and I'm not going to get involved with that. I'm telling you the country's in trouble. We owe $14.5 trillion we can't pay back. Our power's on the decline everywhere. The next president has to get in and demand of all of us sacrifice. We're all going to have to make sacrifices.
But so now I go back to the question I asked before, because the president has demanded sacrifices from everybody, and they don't want, and it doesn't seem that's like right. Everybody wants to hear it. So how do we find somebody that everybody likes?
Everybody hated Lincoln. President Obama may be the guy, or the Republican may be the guy. I don't know. But they've got to lead by example. No, the president is a top-down situation. The president has to lead, has to level with people.
Do you think he's not? Do you think Obama is far from Lincoln?
I'm not going to talk about partisan politics here because that's not why I wrote the book.
You're saying what we need, meaning we don't have it. Why would we need something we already have?
Well, we don't have it yet. We don't have the leadership at the top and in Congress either. And in Congress either. That's going to put the country first rather than the ideology in my reelection first.
That's the way O'Reilly's got it. He's got his fingers on the pulse. The country has to come first, and you listen to these boobs back and forth where they're fighting about everything. They put themselves and the party first. O'Reilly is right, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Tell us your thoughts.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
Come into Sears to get an LG 47-inch 3D HD TV, a 3D Blu-ray player, plus four pairs of 3D glasses, all for just $999.99. Perfect for everyday use with the added excitement of 3D.
It's the ultimate football.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Half hour, a focus on the Michael Jackson trial. It's misnomered. That's the way the news media is referring to it. It's the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, and some of the bizarre moments that have presented themselves already. I'm Doug Steffen. Here we're focused on the presidential race, also on the president's plan to raise taxes on millionaires, basically politicians in general, and how antsy most of you are. If you didn't hear Bill O'Reilly from The View talking about where we are, the trouble that we have, and how it would be, nobody's saying this, but I'm going to say it because I think that it's important to say. Imagining that there are two black men running for the presidency of the United States is not out of contention. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And in fact, wouldn't that say something? Some of you would think it would be positive. Other people would say it would be negative. Some of you are bigots, and some of you are racists, and some of you are cool with all of this. That's just the way it is in America. It's a microcosm of things, and you may recoil a little bit. What it does show, at least in terms of what many people think of some of the right-wing Republicans and how bigoted and racist they are, maybe they aren't, at least the ones who think that Herman Cain has got a good message. And the way he's getting support, in the South, pretty indicative of the wave of change that's there. Does everybody agree? Nope. But there are a lot of things that are changing, and maybe it's because people are just realizing that the old business doesn't work anymore, no matter whether it's the old way of thinking about the races, or it's the old way of thinking about taxes, or the old way of thinking about how government has to work, or whatever it is. There are plenty of people in this country. It is my observation by being an observer of what I hear on the radio and watching some of the things that are in the media that this country is about on the brink of so much frustration that we will do collectively whatever it takes to bring us back around at least to some form of fulfillment is probably the word. 800-510-8255. And to wit, this is pretty interesting from Florida. We're talking a lot about the Florida straw poll. The State House Speaker Dean Cannon has said on the record that officials in Florida are likely to choose January 31st as the date for their presidential primary. That is, excuse me, in direct violation of the Republican National Committee's rules. Florida's decision will likely push a rush among other states to move the timing of their own contest forward. And so this is basically the people in Florida saying to the National Republican Party, get lost. That's a good sign, I think, because the National Party people are too powerful, too influential, and do too much to protect themselves at the expense of you. The more there is a focus on two good candidates, i.e. two people running, or maybe a third independent candidate, and the earlier on to the discussion, although it lasts way too long in our country, at least the discussion gets to the heart of the matter, which will encourage people to maybe down the line to vote in the primaries if people get excited. The problem with our system is that not enough people vote in the primaries. They think they've done their job if they vote in the final election. But as we can see, any fool who studies the system can see that over the years, the primaries are more important for picking the candidates. How many times have you said, I'm holding my nose and voting for one of two losers? Well, the reason that's the case is because you don't vote in the primaries. You don't understand the number of choices. There are a lot of good choices. Could there be more? Maybe. But there's some pretty good choices now among the Republicans, as there were good choices among the Democrats and Republicans a couple of years ago. But the party money, the power and control they have over the system, people are beginning to wake up to that, even as some of these politicians have worked hard to take civics and the things that are in our school system out that help you understand as you grow up what the system really is all about and how it works. People are figuring it out on their own, which speaks a little bit to the lack of influence now, even among the educational system, how it's flawed to the point where people are educating themselves. That's something a lot of people are not even grasping. The American education system is falling apart at its roots. And people, there are more and more people schooling their children at home because they are disgusted with what's going on in the schools, with the drugs and the crime and the way that some children are being abused by other children. And so the whole that system is falling apart as well, as many other systems are falling apart. And people say that, okay, we'll fix it. We're smart enough. We can figure it out on our own. All right, so having said all of those things, food for thought for you. Here is radio program hosted by Garland Robinette, a conversation with political analyst Ron Fischow about this Herman Cain phenomenon.
At least one poll, Zogby poll, which I don't think is considered to be one of the main polls, correct me if I'm wrong, says that before the Florida straw poll, of which former Godfather's Pizza CEO chairman, Herman Cain, won. But before that, they tested and they found him to head the GOP nominees. What do you make of this? I understand in other polls he's third or fourth.
Yeah, the Zogby poll is really an outlier on this, and Zogby has shown Cain running first in the past when other polls haven't. So I don't quite understand his methodology on there, but Cain, I'm sure, has enjoyed some bounce from the Florida straw poll. I think it has given him some publicity and got him some attention, but I don't think he is. I wouldn't think he's in the top tier yet with Perry and Romney.
You know, it's obvious I'm doing a show on him, and when we called, they said they had a backlog of journalists and talk show hosts and television talk shows that wanted to interview him. How much does this kind of publicity help at least people to take a look at his economic plan? That some have problems with it. Other economists I read think it's a good idea, but it's different. It's totally different than I think Romney's plan is like 159 pages, and this is very simple to understand. How much does this little boost in visibility help? Is this got a very short curve to it?
Well, it may have a short curve. Kane had a boost in visibility some months ago in a rise in the polls, and it didn't last long, so we'll see whether this lasts. You raise his tax reform plan because he really does have the most specific and probably the boldest tax reform plan any candidate's proposed, and in terms of having a 9% flat income tax, a 9% corporate tax, and a new 9% national sales tax. Nobody else has proposed anything quite as bold or quite as simple, even though he hasn't worked out the details there, but it has attracted attention.
But he has worked out the details. See, this is another example. Robinette, I'll keep my comments to myself about him, other than him being wrong there. Ron Fischow, a guy that runs one of these websites, they're interested in keeping their thoughts about Zogby. The Zogby poll now rates among the highest in terms of accuracy. You can look at any of these. It isn't the old school. Many of the pollsters are recognized with one party or the other, and Zogby is not. So their discount is meaningless and speaks to their own arrogance, it seems to me anyway. 800-510-8255. All right, so we'll take a few calls. Actually, maybe we'll seed the callers. Let's see what we want to do here. I guess maybe there are a lot of people that are talking about the Obama plan on taxes, plan to raise taxes on millionaires and that sort of thing. That's been around for a while. There are people who want to talk about the control that politicians have over what's going on and the control the corporations have over the politicians and how that affects you. It may be that we'll let ourselves hear some of those thoughts from some of you in just a matter of moments as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott with AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Is Airplane the funniest movie ever? Maybe. And the new Blu-ray edition features interviews with the writers, directors, and stars, including Robert Hayes, who told me that after nearly 30 years, he's still crazy about it.
That film, it was like winning the lottery for me. They did a thing, People Magazine and ABC, what's your favorite comedy? And of the comedies, the number one was Airplane. I'll accept that. That's good.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is in your own home. Try choosing one of the latest films from your digital cable provider's Movies on Demand menu, many of them available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on cable on demand this week. Tyler Perry's back in Medea's Big Happy Family. Hannah stars Academy Award winner Kate Blanchett. Fast Five revs up with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson. And I absolutely love The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. See what's coming soon to your living room at rentmoviesondemand.com. Make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
800-510-8255. Let me set the tone here. The PACs, political action committees, and how they have gotten these super PACs, have gotten into the cash business. They're like machines producing money since the Supreme Court upheld a ruling a year ago, January, I think it was, basically opening the floodgates for corruption without rate. The major political parties hailed this, and most of the people in the country understood what was going on, did nothing but boo, and now are seeing what the results are. Independent fundraising groups gathering and spending unlimited money to run supporting ads and programs and stuff for candidates. The Republican contenders, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, have one of these super PACs working to boost their candidacies, already raising tens of millions of dollars. The watchdog groups are trying to see what's going on here, but the PACs are hiding what they're doing. And so this is the latest erosion of campaign finance rules, because the big corporations can give whatever they want, and nobody can really say or do anything about it except you. So let's see what you think. Here's Maggie calling from San Jose.
My feeling is that there's no way that there can be compromise made between the two parties unless the influence of lobbyists, which represent corporations and special interest groups, are taken off the table. I've been observing politics for a long time, and I have never in my life seen the control of corporations and special interest groups over our politicians as they are today, and it is ridiculous. And they don't listen to the people. And when we were in Spain this summer on vacation, we noticed that the people there are protesting because their politicians seem to be in the pockets of corporations, which are sending jobs overseas, which is what is also happening here.
Interesting that it is happening elsewhere, not just here. That's a very interesting observation, Maggie. Thank you. David in Texas, your thoughts.
It's going to be fixed when there's no more labor unions, when everybody's making $5 an hour. Now, here, all you hear is depression and how bad it is. And then you look, any of you watch ball games on Saturday and Sunday? I noticed every one of those stadiums were packed. You know what it costs to go to ball games? There's all kind of money. We're not in no depression. They're doing this when they get rid of Social Security and the way America was supposed to be. I'm not saying I agree or not, but you got the power. The corporations have took over, and that's what's going on. America is going to be cleaned up. No socialism, nothing.
Nothing. All right, David, that's an interesting accent and an interesting thought process. 800-510-8255. All right, Michael is in New York with thoughts on the president and money.
Yeah, I am an African-American Tea Party conservative, first of all, this new jobs bill that the president has announced yesterday, they questioned Harry Reid, and he says that he doesn't want to bring it up. There's some legislation with respect to China. He said that is very, very important. There's a Harvard economist came out, and in the New York Times, he's also was on a couple of other networks, estimating this new jobs bill supposed to create jobs at a rate of $200,000 per job. We Republicans do not believe in venture socialism, i.e. Solyndra, where this administration seems to pick and seems to want to use taxpayers' money to support and prop up these type of industries, then at the same time use the National Labor Board to block Boeing because of a right-to-work state.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the author of many books about avoiding scams at stevelaw.net. You can find a lot of these books. Advice. Lawyers are usually good at giving you advice. Now it's up to you to take the advice. I was looking at the list of lawyers. Yeah, we've all been focused on all these candidates, Steve.
Yeah.
The presidential race, the 2012 sweepstakes, all the terms. I think every one of these guys, although I don't know about Romney, I know that
Romney's not a lawyer, and even some of the gals. Michelle Bachmann is a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Is Chris Christie a lawyer?
You know, I'm not sure that he may have eaten a lawyer, but I don't know.
For
but
breakfast.
I like Chris Christie.
Yeah. Mitt Romney, he's not a lawyer, but he's a businessman.
Correct.
Rick Perry, what's his story other than he's this? He ought to be, you ought to make him the subject of one of your scams to avoid.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, what a scam artist. But I don't know if he's a lawyer or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Herman Cain?
No, Cain's not.
No. Nancy Pelosi, is she a lawyer?
You know,
Pelosi?
That one I'm not sure of.
What's going on in law schools in terms of women applying? You know, in graduate schools in general, there are more women applying and getting in and going through programs now than men are. Is that the case with lawyers? Do we have more? Are we being helped by the personification of the good wife, that television program, Mrs. Florek, and what she brings as far as skills are concerned? Two of the three main characters in that television show are women lawyers.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And here I start to date myself, but when I went to law school, out of a class of 200, there were 12 women.
Right.
And they were brilliant. And looking back over the years, they all went on to incredible careers. But now it truly has shifted to a point where I know there are a number of law schools, it's not unusual, where there are more women than men. So it is becoming a place where the influence of women is being felt, and I think that's a terrific thing.
One of the things that we do here, this program, Talk Radio Countdown Show, is aimed at people who are really fans of the format. They really kind of know what's going on. They know the personalities. And oftentimes they would like to know more about the way the sausage is made, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff. And I know as a lawyer, you've represented a number of talk hosts contractually. What would be the most interesting thing you think that the audience would like to know about how these contractual agreements between the radio stations and the hosts go? How do they happen?
You know, it is interesting. And then it's a matter of things like non-competition clauses.
Non-competes, yep.
And that's a major issue, different around the country. So, for instance, in Massachusetts, you cannot have a non-competition clause for a radio or a television personality. Mm-hmm. They are free to go anywhere. Another thing.
But how did that? We had a case recently of that very thing happening, and the guy who wanted to go someplace else couldn't go.
Yeah, and well, what you may have is, you may have a situation where the contract is written to be under the laws of the particular state where the headquarters of the broadcast company is, which can be a double-edged sword. If you have it in Massachusetts, you're okay. If you have it in another state, say Nevada, that doesn't, then you could have some problems. You know, rights of first refusal is an interesting thing. You can go out and negotiate a contract, but your previous employer may have within the contract the right to meet that, and you are contractually bound to that person. So those are a couple of unique things you don't generally see in most employment contracts.
So that's something that would be different than the normal business, because broadcasting is not a normal business per se.
By no means. Yeah, and we also have morals clauses, which have shifted a great deal over the years as to what does it take to be able to negate the contract for activities that you've done outside of being a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, someone was convicted of drunk driving. That would invoke a morals contract. Today, it's quite different, and certainly you can look at even not just in talk radio, but what happened with Charlie Sheen, for an example of that.
All right. Let's spend the final minute that we have here talking about the scams. Again, you've written a number of books about scams and avoiding them. What sort of opportunity is being presented now with the finance markets being up and down as they are, for people to get hooked or are screwed? Pardon that. It's kind of crude, but that's what happens.
It is what happens, and it's happening, and it's happening much too much now because people are letting fear and maybe a little bit of greed, but mostly fear, get in the way of good judgment. So they get attracted to investments that they haven't really checked out, and that can be a very, very dangerous situation.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.